Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
The Lord has instructed me to talk about strength. Look in the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. Verse 24. Thomas, one of the 12 called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now that was an act of his will. An act of his will. And he got him in trouble. Jesus straightened him out. He said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger and behold my hands. Reach here your hand, thrust it into my side, and be not faithless." Say faithless.
Faithless.
Now see what happens to the will when there's no faith? It'll get you in trouble. I will not. I will too. But believing, Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed." So we're talking about will power. The power to the strength, the will strength to resist. The will strength to resist. Now, if you're only doing it in the flesh, I went through this, I'll tell you, I'm going to put this in proper words. This is Kenneth B.C., you understand? I love to smoke. I didn't like it. I loved it. Oh! And there was this detective show thing on TV. And Ralph Bellamy was the guy that was advertising Camel cigarettes. And he had a Zippo lighter. And some of you kids, you know what a big lighter, but forget the big. That small. Small time. The Zippo. And he had the lid on this thing, and the lid came up this way, and the flint wheel was right here. And he took that lighter and flipped that lid open and hit that line, and it looked like it was disconnected. Just bam. I thought, I'm going to have to learn that. Man, I worked at that. I mean, I scarred up my thumb, but I worked at it and worked at it. Well, just bam. All that. Just let me hit it. You know. Yeah.
Like a gunfighter.
Huh?
Like a gunfighter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jerry said, like a gunfighter. Yeah, man, I had my Zippo, you know. Looking good. What an accomplishment. So, but, oh, brother, then I got born again. I hate these things, man. Threw that Zippo out in the yard. I hate these things, man. I'll throw those cigarettes out the window. I did not have any willpower. And then go back in the weeds and hunt them. And I didn't have any money. Now let me tell you what stupid is. Clyde, when I was in the Army, this is pitiful, brother, to be so married to tobacco. And you run out of, the month is too long, and the money too short, and the cigarettes run out. It's bad. And I don't know how to roll them. You could buy that old Bull Durham for nearly nothing, but when you don't have any money, you're not going to get that either. So we had a can, and you feel strip the cigarette in that can. That's nasty, man. And then they had these little cigarette rolling machines. And you could get a little Bull Durham and mix it in there where it wasn't quite so nasty and roll that and smoke that nasty. Man, that is terrible. But I was bound. Well, man, I was working for my dad, and I didn't have any money. They're having a meeting down in Houston, and I've just got to go with Hilton Sutton and Charles Rogers. Man, they're having that great, fabulous meeting. Thing, well, I finally went 6 weeks. It was something. And I thought, no, I don't want to be around these guys with these cigarettes in my pocket. And so I just stuck them up over the sunbutter. Now, when I drove up in that parking lot, I was bound. I was addicted to them. When I drove up in that parking lot, I was addicted to them. But now look what happened. I got under the word. I'll tell you, it was I never heard anything like this before. And a fella came to me and said, I called and I quit my job, and I called Gloria. I said, Gloria, I don't have the money to come get you. I'm halfway to Houston now. I'm just going to go on down there. She said, go ahead, baby. Everything's all right. So got down there, and a fella walked up to me and handed me some money, Jamie. He said, Copeland, go get your wife. She's supposed to be in this meeting. I said, oh, yeah, glory to God. I went out there and got in the car, and 2 weeks. Well, and I threw it out for the last time. The word separated me. There was no willpower involved. The word separated me. Now, since then, I have learned, and so have you, concerning your will and the things, and when you become aware of it, when you become aware how important your will is. We're talking about strength here. I had the Lord correct me. I said, Lord, forgive me for being so strong-willed. He said, No, sir. I don't want you weak-willed. He said, I created you to have a strong will. But you just get strong on my will and make my will your will, and everything's going to be all right. And I finally learned how to walk in that kind of strength, where my will and my mind and my emotions and my spirit and the will of God and my will are connected together, and I'm a very strong-willed man.
Amen. Amen.
Because I will to be His servant, and His will is my will. Amen. December the 6th, 1966, I turned 30 years old, stepped into the perfect will of God for my life when I enrolled at Oral Roberts University. Now, I had a lot to learn. I mean, I'm eager. Didn't have anything, but I was in the will of God and knew it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm in His will. And the most powerful part of this kind of strength is when you come to that place where, and here, Pete, I always go back to my military training. It just kicks in when you think about this. And I just come back and I said, "Sir, I am yours to command.
Amen.
I'm yours to command. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Amen. Right.
And I'm yours to command."
Right.
Now, my strength is growing. Strength is growing. Let's begin in James, the book of James. James said, James, a servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, tests, and trials, knowing something. Count it all joy, but you can't count it all joy unless you know something. You have to know something. Knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith works patience. Now, wait a minute. Now, you're going to find out if you just read just a little bit further here. God is not testing you. No, your faith is being tried and tested. God isn't doing that. The devil is. He's the one that's pressing you and pushing you. Financially oppressing and pushing you. What's he trying to do? Take your spiritual strength away from you. He's a thief. Jesus said, now, he said in John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life. Yes. Then he said in the 10th chapter of John, which is the dividing point of the Bible, the thief. Now, be very, very cautious and aware. Jesus put this in the proper order. People have a tendency to put kill first. Don't do that. The thief comes but for to steal, then to kill, then to destroy. And we know from what Jesus said, he comes to steal the word.
Amen.
If he can steal the word, then he can kill your finances. He can kill anything that you let him have. Well, I don't understand that. Yes, you do. I just told you about it earlier. Jesus said, whatever you bound, you have the keys. Whatever you bound is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose is loosed in heaven. Lock him up.
Amen.
Casting down imaginations. Now you're back to the intellect. Casting down. What's that? The thought life. 2 Corinthians 10. Why? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. Dunamis. Get our word dynamite from that. Dunamis. Miraculous power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and dunamis. Power. Power. That's not strength. That's power. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Praise God.
Amen.
So, now notice what he said. The trying of your faith works patience, endurance, constancy. Count it all joy. Joy is the second fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, or patience. Amen. Against such, there is no law. The devil has no defense for joy. It has nothing to do with happiness. Happiness is tied to blessing. In fact, in the first covenant, there are times when blessing is translated happiness. Same word translated happiness, translated blessing. Now, joy can bring about a release that'll put you into that place of strength. Because let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. What? Wisdom about what? Well, about the temptation and the trial. Don't just bang through it. I mean, get wisdom concerning the thing instead of fussing around with it. Laugh at the problem. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh at it. Amen. Then let patience have her perfect work. And wisdom is the principal thing. So what do I do here? Well, he said, he upbraid us not. Or he doesn't find fault. If he found fault, you'd already be in a mess. I mean, you couldn't get the wisdom. It's the principal thing. Did you know most people really pray too quick? Unless it's an emergency or something, any of you're in a place where you pray in the Spirit. Well, that's wisdom, is praying in the Spirit. But there are people that don't pray at all, and there are people that just say stuff. And, oh, I need healing. Oh, no, I need this. Oh, no, I need this. Oh, no. No, no, maybe you don't. I went up to our prayer cabin. We were $1 million in the hole. And I just went up there and spent the weekend and just pray over this thing. Oh, God, we need $1 million. I need $1 million. And right here, right, I mean, this wasn't an inward witness. I mean, I heard him. He said, no, you don't. I said out loud, I said, well, you could have fooled me. No, he said, you don't. He said, you have a problem in your ministry, and if I gave you $1 million, it would wipe that out too. He said, something I told you to do, and you took hold of it with your mind, but you didn't do anything. You thought, well, that's good, but you didn't do anything about it. Now, in that condition, I was weak. Didn't have any strength spiritually. But the minute I made that adjustment, it was amazing, Clyde. It was amazing how fast that money came in there. Amen. And so I've been careful not to make that stupid mistake again over all these years. Strength. So the joy of the Lord, Nehemiah 8:10, and here again, go back and read Nehemiah and find out what's going on there. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. So let's look now at Isaiah chapter 40. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait, they that hope, expect, and trust upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall get on their treadmill and walk and not faint. That's on my vision board in my exercise room. Strength. The first thing I had to do when I committed to the Lord to Genesis 6:3, that became a mandate in my life. Now, I had to go back and put all three parts of me in shape. My spirit being, and I committed to him, in the name of Jesus, I will get my spirit in the best spiritual condition in which it can be in. I will get my intellect and the soul part of me, my will, my mind, my emotions, in the strongest intellectual condition I can be in. And I will get this physical body in the best physical condition I can be in.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Everyday life seems to constantly ask for more from you. Demands piling up for more time, more energy, more money, more, more, more. If you're left feeling drained and overwhelmed, not wanting to take one more step, how do you keep going? God says he's given you everything you need for life and godliness. It's time to stir up what's already inside of you. In Kenneth Copeland's book, Stir Yourself Up, 8 Steps Out of Spiritual Drought, you'll learn what it means to stir up the gift of faith inside of you, just as Paul instructed Timothy in 2 Timothy. God says he gives every believer the measure of faith. It's up to you what you'll do with it. Learn how to stir it up and use it to move the mountains in your life. Develop your spiritual strength to release God's love, joy, power, and more that's already inside of you. Become a wellspring of life. Activate the gift inside you to live the life God has for you.
Request your free book by Kenneth Copeland, Stir Yourself Up, 8 Steps Out of Spiritual Drought. Go go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Reactivate your faith. Stir yourself up on the inside to live the life God has planned for you. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
All this week, we are learning about building spiritual strength. And our product this week goes right along with this teaching. It's a book called Stir Yourself Up, 8 Steps Out of Spiritual Drought. This is by Brother Copeland. Now, let me encourage you, don't wait in life till you're at a point of burnout to start seeking a plan to be restored. And whatever you do, don't look to the world. What can they offer you? More fear, more stress, greater hopelessness, more uncertainty? No, get your eyes off the world. Look to God, because He is love and His love is not limited. He placed His love in you, and that means it's available to you all the time, ready to be released out of you into any situation that you have need of His love. And this book will teach you how to choose by faith to love with the God kind of love. And I'm encouraging you today, don't settle for just good enough. Don't settle for average or mediocre. No, stir up the gift that is in you, not just to survive, but to thrive all the way through this life, to live above and beyond the norm in a place of exceeding abundance. Praise God. Learn what God has already deposited on the inside of you and how to activate this gift of His life and His anointing in you. And I want you to take these spiritual principles that Brother Copeland teaches and use them. Use them to help fulfill your purpose, make a difference in the world that God has called you into. And you can get your free copy today as a book or download on kcm.org. Now, let me ask you, are you receiving the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine? If you're not, I need to tell you all about it. It's KCM's monthly publication that's been sharing the good news of the gospel since 1973. And every month, over 400,000 copies of this magazine are mailed all around the world to partners just like you, and it's free. It's available for you to receive it. All you have to do is go to kcm.org to request your subscription by mail or read the interactive version online. And I'm encouraging you today, share these articles, watch the videos. You can do it all from your computer, your mobile device. You can access the magazine on your phone. Learn, read, grow, be strengthened, be encouraged, and let the Word of God go to work in you today. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Be led by the Holy Spirit, rise up in faith and boldness, and live in the power of God.